Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala khatamin nebiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udu billahi mineşşeytanirracim bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Virtues of the Ahlul Bayt. Attar's Dua. O Lord of Mustafa, whosoever reads or listens to the 16-page booklet, Virtues of the Ahlul Bayt, bless them abundantly with the blessings of the noble Ahlul Bayt alayhimur ridwan and grant immense forgiveness to them, their parents and their entire family. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Excellence of salat ala nabi. It is narrated by Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, إِذَا نَسِيتُمْ شَيْئًا فَصَلُّوا عَلَيَّ تَذْكَرُوهُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Meaning, when you forget something, send salat upon me, إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, you will remember it. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. Dear Islamic brothers, Muharram al-Haram is a sacred and sanctified month, and many historical events occurred on its 10th day. In particular, in 61 AH, a very bloody and sorrowful event took place on the day of Ashura. Here, people commemorate the day of Ashura with great devotion and make special arrangements for the Ithali Thawab, a reward of the pure Ahlul Bayt, through offerings and food, i.e. Nazaro Niyaz. Gatherings are organized in masjids to highlight the status of the noble Ahlul Bayt. What a grand status the pure Ahlul Bayt hold. The brother of Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Mawlana Hassan Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi, wrote a very beautiful manqabat in praise of the Ahlul Bayt, which I like very much because his poetry is also strictly in accordance with the Sharia. For the sake of seeking blessings, a few verses of this manqabat are presented. Baghe jannat ke hain behre madha khwane ahle bait, tumko mujda nar ka e dushmanane ahle bait, inki paaki ka khudae paak karta hai bayan, aaye tatheer se zahir hai shane ahle bait, inke ghar mein be ijazat jibrail aate nahi, qadar wale jaante hain qadr o shane ahle bait. رزم کا میدان بنا ہے جلوہ گائے حسن و عشق کربلا میں ہو رہا ہے امتحان اہل بیت اے شباب فصل گل یہ چل گئی کیسی ہوا کٹ رہا ہے لہلہاتا بوستان اہل بیت کس شکی کی ہے حکومت ہائے کیا اندھیر ہے دن دہارے لٹ رہا ہے کاروان اہل بیت خشک ہو جا خاک ہو کر خاک میں مل جا فرات خاک تجھ پر دیکھ تو سوکھی زبان اہل بیت تیری قدرت جانور تک آب سے سیراب ہوں پیاس کی شدت سے ترپے بے زبان اہل بیت فاطمہ کے لاڈلے کا آخری دیدار ہے حشر کا ہنگامہ برپا ہے میان اہل بیت وقت رخصت کہہ رہا ہے خاک میں ملتا سہاگ لو سلام آخری اے بے وگان اہل بیت بے ادب غستاخ فرقہ کو سنا دے اے حسن یوں کہا کرتے ہیں سنی داستان اہل بیت. O lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, Allah Almighty has praised the pure Ahlul Bayt in the magnificent Quran and revealed this blessed verse in their honor. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. Allah only wants to remove every impurity from you, O family of the Prophet, and to purify you completely. Sayyiduna Amr bin Sulaym radiyallahu anhu states, this verse of Tathir, i.e. the verse describing purity, was revealed in the house of the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiyallahu anha. When this blessed verse was revealed, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam called Imams Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma and Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu anha, covered them in his blessed cloak and prayed, O Allah, these are my Ahlul Bayt. Remove impurity from them and purify them thoroughly. At that time, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu anhu was behind the blessed back of the mercy to the worlds, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Who is meant by the Ahlul Bayt? Who is meant by the Ahlul Bayt? Regarding this, Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi states, this refers to the mothers of the believers, Sayyida Fatima, Mawla Ali, and Imams Hassan and Hussein Ridwanullahi alayhim. The order of superiority. O lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, those whose status is such that even Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam does not enter their home without permission. How were they treated by people? For the sake of worldly love, worldliness, and to protect their power, they were subjected to untold oppression. The rank of Imams Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma is very high. But according to us, the Ahlus Sunnah, the order in terms of rank is as follows. Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Al-Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi states, all the companions, whether of high or low rank, and none amongst them is low, are all people of paradise. After the prophets and messengers, the most superior of all Allah's creation amongst humans, jinn and angels is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr, then Sayyiduna Umar, then Sayyiduna Uthman, then Mawla Ali radiyallahu anhum. Anyone who considers Mawla Ali radiyallahu anhu superior to As-Siddiq or Al-Faruq radiyallahu anhuma is a misguided person of a corrupt sect. After the four rightly guided caliphs, superiority is for the remaining of the Ashra Mubashara, Imam Hassan and Hussein, the participants of Badr, and the participants of Bayt al-Ridwan. Status of the Hasnain Karimain. Dear Islamic brothers, the more beloved a person is to Allah Almighty, the tougher is their trial. Furthermore, as ranks increase, the trial also becomes more severe. Understand it like this. The exams for the first, second, third, fourth and fifth classes are not as tough. But the exams for matriculation and the classes after that are more severe. Thus, as the class level rises, the exam becomes more difficult and the certificate obtained after a difficult exam carries more significance. The trial of Imams Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma was also very severe, and they were successful in their trial. Allah Almighty granted them great statuses. There are many narrations and faith-refreshing incidents regarding their status. A few are presented for the sake of seeking blessings. He arrived upon hearing the sound of crying. One day, during childhood, the crying of Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu reached the blessed ears of the mercy to the worlds sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He came to Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu anha and said, "Daughter, do not make him cry, because his crying causes me heartfelt grief." Dear Islamic brothers, the Hasanain Karimain radiyallahu anhuma had great acceptance in the court of Allah Almighty, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also loved them immensely. The lives of both personages were spent in obedience to Allah Almighty and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, any Muslim who along with correct beliefs loves them both in the true sense, will insha'Allah attain great success. Fresh dates on a dry tree. O lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, the Hasanain Karimain radiyallahu anhuma were unparalleled in piety and generosity. Along with this, these personages were also possessors of miracles. Accordingly, once Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu passed by a date orchard during a journey where all the trees had dried up. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Zubayr radiyallahu anhuma was also with him on this journey. Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu stayed in this orchard, and the servants spread a bedding under a dry tree for rest. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhuma requested, O grandson of the messenger, if only there were fresh dates on this dry tree so we could eat to our fill. Hearing this, Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu recited a prayer in a low voice, by the blessing of which that dry tree became green and lush within a few moments, and fresh ripe dates appeared on it. Seeing this sight, a camel driver exclaimed, this is all a feat of magic. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhuma scolded him and said, repent, this is not magic, but the accepted prayer of the Prophet's grandson. Dear Islamic brothers, despite being such a magnificent personality, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu used to remain trembling with the fear of Allah. The weeping of Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu. Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi states, one night I was worshipping in the holy Kaaba when I saw a person who had hidden his face in a blanket and was praying at the door of the holy Kaaba, weeping in such a way as if a great sinner or someone who has committed a major sin weeps out of awe whilst repenting. In short, that person continued to weep all night with the blanket wrapped around his face. I thought that some major crime must have been committed by this poor person, and I felt great pity for him. When he was about to leave, I could not restrain myself, and I called out to him, O brother, please show me your face and tell me your name so that I may pray for your forgiveness. Hearing my words, the person stopped, removed the cloth from his face and said, my name is Hassan. Since Sayyiduna Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi recognized Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu as soon as he saw the face, he was startled that this is the leader of the generous, the one who rode upon the blessed shoulders of Mustafa, the beloved Prophet's grandson, Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu. Sayyiduna Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi states, I ran forward in embarrassment, fell at his feet and said, Master, you belong to such an exalted household, and what can be said of your piety and worship? Despite this, you weep so much. Hearing this, Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu was once again overcome with emotion and began to say whilst weeping, O Hassan al-Basri, this is a court where even great people fear to set foot. My grandfather, the mercy to the world, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, used to say to my mother, O Fatima, do not think that you are my daughter. Rather perform deeds, perform deeds, perform deeds. O Hassan al-Basri, understand well that when the leader of women, Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra, is in need of deeds, then what status do I hold? Sayyiduna Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi states, the moving words of Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu had a great effect on me. I let out a cry and fell unconscious. When I regained consciousness, Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu had already departed. Dear Islamic brothers, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying to Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha to perform deeds is actually an emphasis and encouragement for deeds. Otherwise, one narration states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will intercede for the people of major sins. When he will intercede for those who commit major sins, then how would he leave his own Ahlul Bayt? The status of the pure Ahlul Bayt is such that sinners like us will take refuge in their shadow. Remember, the greater the status of someone, the more deeds they perform. In any case, there is an emphasis for the Ummah that it should not be negligent of pious deeds under any circumstances. Hajj on foot 25 times. Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma performed Hajj on foot 25 times. Why on foot despite having mounts? Someone asked Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu anhu, why do you go on foot despite having mounts? He replied, I feel ashamed to go riding towards the court of my master and lord. Setting a slave free. Once, Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu ordered his servant to bring food. When he reached near him with the food, he happened to stumble, due to which the food fell upon Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu and his clothes became soiled with it. Since that servant was a knower of the Holy Quran, this blessed verse came upon his tongue. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And control rage and forgive people, and those who swallow their anger, and those who forgive people. Meaning, the quality of a believer is that he is forgiving, not one who stays on the lookout for an opportunity to take revenge immediately, as is our way. That if someone scolds us in front of four people, we try to humiliate them in front of 1,000 people. Whereas our pious predecessors, rahmatullahi alayhim, did not take revenge on anyone for the sake of their own self. Anyway, when the servant recited this blessed verse, at that very moment, it was uttered by the blessed tongue of Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, قَدْ عَفَوْتُ عَنْكَ, meaning, I have forgiven you. Upon hearing this, the servant recited the final part of the blessed verse. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. And Allah loves the righteous. Upon this, Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu said, Anta hurrun liwajhillah, meaning, you are free for the sake of Allah. Dear Islamic brothers, did you see, despite his clothes being ruined, how Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu treated his servant with excellent character? Reflect. If we were to be stumbled upon by some servant or employee, such sentences would immediately come out of our mouth. Are you blind? Can't you see where you are going? What was the hurry? You have destroyed my clothes, etc., etc. Some wealthy people even hurl a few abuses on such occasions. And thus, whether the employee is a sinner or not, the employer certainly becomes a sinner. Look at how well-mannered our pious predecessors, rahmatullahi alayhim, used to be. Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu gave his servant such a beautiful punishment for his mistake that he set him free. May Allah Almighty bless us with the spiritual benefits and blessings of these holy souls. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma, both princes, were of immense greatness and their trials were also equally severe. Martyred by being poisoned. Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu was martyred by being poisoned. Such was the state of his patience and self-control that he did not reveal the name of the poisoner until his last breath. Because evidence is necessary, and if a witness is not presented, a charge cannot be laid. Therefore, the accusation of poisoning cannot be levelled against anyone. In any case, he radiallahu anhu did not reveal the name of the poisoner, lest it happen that he named someone based on his conjecture and they had not given the poison, resulting in them being punished without reason. In the end, he radiallahu anhu was martyred. Martyrdom of Ali Asghar radiallahu anhu. Along with other martyrs of Karbala, little Ali Asghar radiallahu anhu was also present in the plain of Karbala, whose age at that time was 6 months and his tongue had become like a thorn due to thirst. However, wretchedness overcame the Yazidi army and one of them, a cruel, a merciless person named Hurmula bin Kahil, fired an arrow which struck the throat of little Ali Asgar. He gave a shudder, struggled, and became still. Ah, what a strange sight it was that even a six-month-old child was not spared. How much grief must the exalted Imam, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, have felt. Furthermore, the exalted Imam radiallahu anhu saw his young son, the likeness of Mustafa, Sayyiduna Ali Akbar radiallahu anhu, his nephew Sayyiduna Qasim bin Hassan radiallahu anhuma, and his two nephews, Sayyiduna Muhammad and Sayyiduna Umm radiallahu anhuma, being martyred before him. Rather, he saw the entire family being cut down before him. Martyrdom of the exalted Imam radiallahu anhu. Dear Islamic brothers, along with so many sorrows, if there is also hunger and thirst, a man is completely broken. But despite this, not a single tremor of wavering came to the steadfastness of the exalted Imam, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. He took his sword, Dhulfiqar, entered the battlefield and fell upon the enemies. The enemies tightened the circle. Finally, Sayyid al-Shuhada, the one who rode upon the shoulders of Mustafa, the peace of the heart of Fatima, the light of the eyes of Mustafa, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, on Friday the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, before the Zuhr prayer, having remained hungry and thirsty for 3 days, having seen the blossoming flowers of his family drenched in dust and blood before his own eyes, and having endured the grief of their martyrdoms, came down to the ground in a wounded state. Shimr Zil Joshan climbed upon his blessed chest. He was close to separating his sacred head from his blessed body, but he said to him, "Let me perform one final prostration in the court of my Lord." He stepped down from the blessed chest and he went into prostration. In the state of prostration itself, Shimr Zil Joshan separated your sacred head from your blessed body. O followers of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, O those who eat and serve his niyaz, the one whose niyaz you eat with passion for the sake of seeking blessings, he had his head severed in the state of prostration. Therefore, do not just become niyaz eaters, become performers of salah as well. Remember, the food cooked for the Ithali Thawa by the reward of the pious predecessors, Rahmatullahi Alayhim, is called Niyaz out of respect. And there is no harm in saying so according to Sharia. Rather, it is completely permissible. The food of Niyaz is in the name of Allah alone. But if it is to transmit the reward of the elders, it is called Niyaz. And if it is for the purpose of transmitting reward to common people, it is called Fatiha. We eat the kichra of Sayyid al-Shuhada's niyaz with passion, drink sherbet and cold water, but we miss our prayers. Whereas the exalted Imam, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, remained hungry and thirsty for 3 days and was martyred, but continued to perform regular prayers in the plain of Karbala. Although the exalted Imam radiallahu anhu was in a state of trial, even then, at the last moment, he gave the lesson to the world that Yazid tried very hard to make me bow, but I sacrificed the children of my household and shed even the last drop of my blood, but did not bow before Yazid. Rather, I have bowed in the court of my Lord. O lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, it was known that a believer does not bow before anyone except Allah Almighty. No matter how many mountains of oppression and tyranny are broken, the perfect believer succeeds in managing himself. In short, this was the share of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, and it was a gift from Allah Almighty that he was completely successful in the trial. Allah forbid, if Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu had given the oath of allegiance to Yazid and bowed before him, then bowing before an oppressor would have become an evidence for the coming ummah. But he did not bow, and he continued the supremacy of the word of truth until he was martyred and attained eternal life. Finally, a time also came when Yazid and his army were torn to pieces and destroyed. And today, no one is ready to sympathize with him. But, alhamdulillah, the candle of devotion to the exalted Imam, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, is still alight in millions of hearts today. Dear Islamic brothers, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu gave a sacrifice for the religion, and he sacrificed his body, heart, wealth, rather his entire household in the path of Allah. Whereas we listen to the stories of their sacrifices, raise slogans in passion, and then sit down satisfied instead of working for the religion. It is the grace of Allah Almighty that the religion of Islam reached us in the true sense. But now, distance from the religion is gradually occurring. If this remains our state, what will become of our forthcoming generations? There are many countries which were previously centers of Islam. But when Muslims showed negligence, made the world the purpose of life, and only acquired worldly knowledge, then due to distance from the religion, the masjids present there were locked up. Today, our state is also somewhat similar. We too are only acquiring worldly knowledge. We do not remember the six kalimas. Rather, we do not even remember Iman-i-Mufassal and Iman-i-Mujmal. We perform Salah, but do not know the obligatory, i.e. Fard acts of Salah. We perform Wuzu, but do not know the obligatory Fard acts of Wuzu. The same is the state of other matters. Due to not raising children in the true sense, the situation is such that the father who brought him up by sacrificing his own needs, the son cannot lead his funeral prayer because he is modern. He does not know how to perform Salah correctly. He has never even considered, out of forgetfulness, that I should also memorize the dua for the funeral. And he does not even know how many takbirs are said in the funeral prayer. Many people, when they stand to perform the funeral prayer, poor souls, complete the prayer by looking at each other out of the corners of their eyes. And some poor souls raise their hands to their ears at the time of takbirs, like the Eid prayer. So they participate in the funeral prayer merrily in a ritualistic manner. The situation of the ritual bath of the deceased is also somewhat similar. The father's body is lying in the house, but the son cannot give the bath because he has never learned how the deceased is given a bath. The father also never encouraged the son throughout his life to learn the ghusl of the deceased. And then the poor man has to suffer the consequences after death. If the son gives the bath to the father, there will be emotion in it. There will be sadness. There will be pain. And it will be his desire that I give the bath to my father whilst keeping as many sunnahs as possible in mind. Therefore, for this purpose, he will look at the method of ghusl from books and give the bath according to it. Whereas, contrary to this, will another person take so much care of the sunnahs? Similarly, if the son leads the funeral prayer of the father, tears will be also trickling from his eyes, and a state of emotion and grief will also overcome him. Whereas another person will not lead the funeral with such emotion and sadness. The best means of expressing devotion. O lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, the exalted Imam, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, gave the sacrifice because he wanted to see the tree of Islam green and lush. But, unfortunately, we are trampling over everything ourselves. Where all our education, all our business, and all our sciences and arts are for the world. Oh, if only we would also take out a little of our time for the sake of Islam, for the preservation of which Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu attained the title of Sayyid al-Shuhada and irrigated it with his blood. Oh, if only we too would learn to leave our children, our homes and businesses, and following in the footsteps of the exalted Imam, we too would undertake journeys for the religion. One must go out in the path of Allah for purpose of transmitting reward to Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. One must walk on the path of the sunnahs, learn the sunnahs oneself and teach them to others as well. May Allah Almighty grant us all the passion to present sacrifices for Islam by following in the footsteps of the exalted Imam. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.